Man dies trying to get into Guinness World Book of Records. Robbie Knievel, a New York City man's attempt to make it into the Guinness Book of World Records has ended with his death. Cops say Bob Landetta. What a name! How did he land? He landed deada. Police say Robert Landetta. He landed deada. All right, just get on with the story. Was trying to set a record by climbing 5 bridges. He did Landetta. God. Robert Landetta was trying to set a record by climbing 5 bridges in 4 hours, but he slipped off a cable on the Brooklyn Bridge and fell 500 feet to his death. He landed deada on a street. Investigators say a 14-year-old boy who'd been videotaping the stunt recorded the fall. This was the first structure he was going to climb, the Brooklyn Bridge. It's not known what other bridges Landetta planned to climb. Guinness. All to get into Guinness, huh? Good old Guinness. What insanity did you create, Guinness, with your little publication? What insanity did you bring to this world with that little publication? Before you existed, folks were content to entertain themselves with card tricks and parlor games. Along comes your book, and suddenly people want a pogo stick for 50 days and cram all their friends in a phone booth and hang from bridges. Was that weirdness always in us? Were we just waiting for someone like Guinness to come along and draw it out of us? I mean, I realize some extreme behavior existed before Guinness, but what did those extreme accomplishments mean without Guinness to provide the stamp of approval? What did people do with their records before Guinness started anointing record holders? When Lewis and Clark went looking for the Northwest Passage, did they not attain some sort of record? Was anybody counting back then? Was anybody checking? In that incredible journey, should not the records have mounted somewhere along the line? Who was keeping track? The records would have mounted if Guinness were along. First white guys to cross the Rockies. First human beings to take a canoe from St. Louis to Oregon. How about during the Civil War? Largest number of soldiers to ever run at each other with bayonets. There was a record. Guinness didn't cover it. They weren't publishing back then. Is there something missing because of that? Do we need Guinness's blessing? Can't we, if we want to, go off and exhibit extreme behavior without having to have it sanctioned by the Guinness family? Who are they, anyway? Who are they to say when we're worthy? Guinness. Haven't we all accomplished small things in our life that could be called records? Records for longest number of snowfalls to go by before we got off our duff and shoveled. Records for the number of booyah gatherings we attended or the number of Elks Club meetings missed due to inebriation. Little things, small things, ways that people made a name for themselves. Records for the number of job interviews that went sour. Greatest number of cubicles that we've occupied. A lot of records go by the wayside. And nobody cares. Guinness doesn't take notice. The facts aren't published. We're all extraordinary people. All of us. Each in our own way. Regardless of whether Guinness says so or not. I'm not in Guinness for anything. Do I resent that? No, I don't need them to feel like somebody. I get my self-esteem elsewhere, thank you very much. I don't need them to feel whole. They're not the who's who book in my world. I don't look to those yay-hoos for confirmation that I'm appreciated. For that, I need only look into the eyes of my own kids. God bless them. They know I'm not a chicken. because I've never hung off some bridge, because I haven't had the guts. Just because I haven't jumped the Grand Canyon. Because it's too damn far. And they still exist.